Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Behar, on the Mount. Week 32, First Aliyah. Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I am going to give you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. Count off 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbaths of years amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day and the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each one of you is to return to his family property, and each to his own clan. Leviticus 25, 2, 8, 9, and 10. When is the next year of Jubilee? The year of Jubilee that the State of Israel proclaimed on the 50th anniversary on its foundation is not a year of Jubilee from the Torah. The Torah speaks of another kind of jubilee when all the tribes go back to their possessions and the land is restored to its original state according to the borders established through Moshe and conquered under the guidance of Yehoshua. After the dispersion of the 10 tribes of the north in the year 722 before the Common Era, there has been no way of celebrating the year of Jubilee. However, sabbatical years were counted during the time of both temples. During the time of the Second Temple, the years of Jubilee weren't celebrated, but they were counted. After the destruction of Jerusalem and the beginning of the diaspora caused by Rome, there has been no keeping or counting of the year of Shemitah, sabbatical year, or the year of Yovel, Jubilee in the land of Israel. According to Rambam, Maimonides, 1137 through 1204, in the future a new counting of the years of Shemitah and Jubilee on the third return from the diaspora of Rome, it will start, just as it was done on the second return in the time of Ezra. In the year 1881-1882, 5742 in the Hebrew calendar, the first Aliyah of the third return was made. The following year was counted as the first year of the seven-year cycle of the sabbatical years. Then the first Jubilee of the third return was in the year 1931 through 1932, 5672 in the Hebrew calendar. The next Jubilee was in 1981, the year 5741. And then the next one will be in the year 2029-2030, the year 5790 in the Hebrew calendar. The first year of Yeshua's public ministry, the year 27 and 28, was 3788 in the Hebrew calendar. That was a sabbatical year according to ancient historical sources. He also said that his ministry started during a sabbatical year when he cited Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2, recorded in Luke 4 verses 16 through 21. The prophecy in Isaiah 61 speaks of the Messiah's coming during a sabbatical year in the year of Jubilee. If his first coming was during a sabbatical year, is it highly probable that his second coming will be on a year of Jubilee? Well, definitely yes. It's also possible that he comes before the year of Jubilee to put in order all the world and restore the 12 tribes so that the 1,000-year Messianic kingdom can start on the next year of Jubilee. Time will prove if the counting that started from 1882-1883, the year 5643 in the Hebrew calendar, is correct, so that the next year of Jubilee falls on 2029, 2030, the year 5790 in the Hebrew calendar, which would be the beginning of the Messianic Kingdom. Shavua Tov and Shalom.